fund hundreds of other transport projects with the money saved, the issue's dividing his party. Former Prime Minister David Cameron says it's the wrong decision, and his West Midlands Mayor Andy Street thinks it can still be revived in future.
Others may say you're delusional, but I have a very strong sense that once this high-speed line is open and people see the benefit of it, feel it, use it, that actually the case for high speed will be proven.
A plan to phase out smoking was also set out in Mr Sunak's speech to the Conservative conference. He says he wants to raise the legal age you can buy cigarettes by 1 year every year. The families of Lucy Letby's victims have welcomed a police decision to investigate possible corporate manslaughter at the hospital where she worked. The nurse murdered 7 babies at the Countess of Chester Hospital and tried to kill another 6. A 54-year-old man's died after being mauled by a dog which police think was an XL bully. A man has been questioned on suspicion of murder after the attack in Sunderland yesterday evening. 2 presenters have been sacked by GB News following sexist remarks said on air about a female journalist. Lawrence Fox was suspended by the channel last week over the comments made on Dan Wootton's show last month. He's now been dismissed, as has Calvin Robinson, who tweeted support for his colleagues.
The fact of the matter is, it is an offensive conversation, but it's just a conversation. Either we stand for free speech, in which some people will take offence, some people won't, or we don't, right? There is no obvious line, where is that line?
And sport, the Euro 2028 tournament looks to be heading to the UK and Ireland. That's because Turkey have dropped out and will instead focus on a joint bid with Italy for 2032. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Blossoms with Charlemagne kicking off this week's George Hannon Hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the George Hannon Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hannon. Yes, I'm back in the building, but this week is a little bit different. And it's not just the George Hannon Hour, it's the George Hannon Hours. Yes, I'll be taking over the Orient Hour after some sad events happened last night down at Leighton Orient's game versus Lincoln. But the Orient Hour team will be back next week, just to let you know. But also, it's a special episode because we have another 6 at 6 lined up for you. Yes. Now, this 6 at 6 is one that I think I might have done before, very long time ago though, but maybe a little bit different. I'll be listing my 6 favourite indie bands, independent bands. Yes. Now, I'll go into that into detail in a little bit. But if you want to email in or tweet at me your 6 at 6, email at radiophoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHannon15, and just let me know what your 6 favourite indie bands are. Now, because of that 6 at 6 as well, I'm going to, for the rest of the show, I'm going to be playing music performed by indie bands as well. There's some new tracks as well, maybe not new, but songs that I've never played before on the George Hannon Hour, which are these next two. And the first one is The Royston Club with Mrs. Narcissistic. Up next.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
You say
this is the way it's gotta be. Just hold on, you know I'll be there for you. Just say what you want, 'cause you know I'm gonna be there soon. Run away and sail. Where the hell did you go when you said you would stay? 'Cause I'm alone again. You said I wouldn't be. I guess it ain't for me to be happy. Run away instead. Where the hell did you go when you said you would stay? 'Cause I'm all alone again, like you said I would be. I guess it ain't for me to be.
That's the sound of the Rosa Docks who've run away instead. Two, both of them, Rosa Docks and the Roisting Club, two up-and-coming indie bands that you should definitely take more notice to, because they are very, very good. We're talking about taking more notice to going to the other side of the pond in America for some indie music. There is a band that were touring last year. I should have actually went and saw them, but I didn't. I don't know why as well, because I really like their debut album. And that is the Backseat Lovers with Kill Me Girl up next.
We're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
With Teenage Icon, very unlucky band to not be in my 6 at 6, simply because they were actually one of the first indie bands, maybe even one of the first bands I really actually properly liked. And I think that it's off one of their albums of What Did You Expect from the Vaccines. Really, really good album. Should try and listen to it. Anyway, we've still got 3 more tracks before this week's 6 at 6. If you missed it, I'm listing my 6 favourite indie bands. So if you want to get in touch with what your 6 favourite indie bands are, email in at radiophoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHandon15, and just let me know. Maybe we've got time for a track or two. But as I said, I've still got 3 more tracks coming up, and the next two are, well, the first one of the next two is the 1975 with Chocolate.
Now that you're
is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Twang with Two Lovers, probably my favourite indie song ever, but not my favourite indie band. They only have about two good songs, I will admit that. Alright, we've got one more track before this week's 6 at 6. As mentioned, I'll be listing my 6 favourite indie bands, so if you want to get in touch with what your 6 favourite indie bands are, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com and just let me know, and hopefully you've got time for maybe a track or two. But we've got one more song before this week's 6 at 6, and it is Noah and the Wow with Life Goes On.
Brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. From the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, you got more than money and sense, my friend, you got heart, and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N, what you don't have now will come back again, you got heart, and you're going your own way.
history like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case, but his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, you'd say L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you're going your own way. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light. My last night on earth, I pay a high price to have no regrets and be done with my life. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart and you're going your own way.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk-tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nick Field tonight with Curveballs. He is a local band, Dead Red Jets, will be playing a live in session tonight, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, we're now going to get into this week's Six at Six. As I mentioned, I'll be listing my six favourite indie bands. Now, we all know what an indie band is. Obviously, it's, if you want to be technical, it's band signed to independent labels, but we all know the sound of an indie band, you know what I mean? So you can kind of imagine where my mind will be going with this list. But if you do want to get in touch with what your six favourite indie bands, as said, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com and just let me know, and we might have time for maybe a track. Anyway, I'm now going to get into my first pick on this week's Six at Six. And now, this is a band I do actually play quite a fair bit. I should play them more on the George Hannon Hour, but I don't actually tend to, because I absolutely love them, especially their first two albums. With these picks as well, I'll be picking just tracks that either I just are my favourite tracks from that band, or I just feel like I want to play at the moment, so there's no rhyme or reason behind the pickings of the songs. But this one is my favourite ever side one track one. It's from one of the greatest ever debut albums of all time, and it's from Stereophonics, Word Gets Around, and the song is A Thousand Trees. Up first on this week's Six at Six.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumors start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Started with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mom and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local pub outside. I said, tell us again. She told him again. The truth, he found it hard to believe, cause he taught I was Steve, he can train me. Taught Uncle John was a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a
1,000 matches only takes one match to burn 1,000 dreams. 1,000 dreams. Sitting in the classroom of a swimming pool with a matchstick man and head. At the scouts hall, at the football, where the wise we trust to pay. They all honor his name, get a lot for the game. Got his name knocked up above the small town gates, and they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Get together's best in the bar, and they'll undertake one, two. To make 1,000 matches only takes one match to burn 1,000. Above sports ground games, now they're ripping them down, stepping the ground. Put together's dust in the barn, and it takes one tree. To make 1,000 matches, only takes one match to burn.
Stereophonics with 1,000 Trees, that first, as my six favourite indie bands. Yes, I love Stereophonics. I've got just three or four absolutely worldy albums, and they just don't stop getting better, even though they keep getting older. Anyway, I'm going to move on to my second pick now, and this is more of a modern one. These are this band, last album released last year, but their fourth studio album. They're absolutely brilliant, coming from Australia. I'm desperate to go see them. They're probably top of my list of bands that I really want to go see live, and that is the Gang of Youths, and the song I've picked is the one I usually pick on the George Hannon Hour. So next up is Gang of Youths with In the Wake of Your Leaf. We'll be right back. That is Gang of Youths with In the Wake of Your Leaves, second favourite indie band. I obviously this isn't in actual order, but I only really started listening to them maybe about a year ago. I just absolutely love them. Just think they're absolutely brilliant. They've got covers of Travis, you might hear it a little bit later with Why Does It Always Rain On Me. Absolutely beautiful track. But talking about beautiful tracks and beautiful bands, this is the third pick. Here is another band who, funny enough, it took me a very long time to really get into, but I've only kind of in the last 6 months started getting into, and wow, did I miss a lot. And I've missed some absolute quality as well, and it is Radiohead are just such a special band. And trying to figure out your favourite Radiohead song, it changes all the time, but probably my favourite song and the next one that I'm going to play, I just think it's an absolute worldie of a track, and that is Radiohead with High and Dry up next.
They're the one. Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for Darren Mutu, Reggae Revival from 10 to 12 tonight. I'm sure he has a great show lined up for you, as he usually does. Anyway, let's move back into the six at six for my fourth pick of my six favourite indie bands. Now, I think for this next one, I'm going to go with a bit of a standard pick. I think that's kind of the right direction to go with this one. When putting this list together, I always knew there was going to be... three bands, definitely, and then working out the other ones compared to other honourable mentions such as Fontaines DC and the Smiths. The Smiths aren't in there, surprisingly. But the three groups I always knew is one, the next two are going to be coming up soon, and then obviously it was Radiohead. But for the next one, and it's kind of the standard pick, I've had to go with The Cure. I've not dived into The Cure's discography massively, but the section that I know, I absolutely adore, and especially this next track, I absolutely love. So next up and fourth pick of my six favourite indie bands is The Cure, and the track I'm playing is In Between Days. Six with In Between Days, love that song as well. Anyway, I'm going to swiftly move on to my fifth pick now. And this is one, I don't actually, I like Stereophonics, I should play them a lot more than I do on the George Allen Hour, but I just don't know, I don't know why. They're a brilliant band, with two, especially two wonderful albums of The Invisible Band and The Man Who. I'm just going to stop talking now, basically. Play them. It is Travis, and the song I've picked, I could have picked about four or five Travis songs, but I've gone with Side as my fifth pick. Sorry, I spoke a lot today. My fifth pick on this week's Six at Six.
Oh, set you down and take you through. You'll realize one day, oh, but the grass is always greener on the other side. Neighbor's got a new car that you wanna drive, and the time is running out, you wanna stay around. We all live under the same sky. In harmony, for fear of falling swiftly overboard. But life is both a major and a minor key. Just open up the core.
That is Travis with Side as my fifth pick on this week's Six at Six and my sixth favourite indie band. Yes, now as for the last pick as well, but before we do the last pick, just to let you know that from 8 to 10 tonight, Nick Field is back with Curveballs. He's got local band Dead Red Jets. We'll be playing live a session. Stay tuned for that. But from 7 to 8, I'm sticking on as the Orient Hour is not happening this week, but I'm there to basically just play some more music. But before then, as the last track of this week's Six at Six, my sixth favourite indie band, with what I believe to have the best independent album and just the best catalogue, it is the Stone Roses, and I'll pick She Bangs the Drums because it's an absolute banger of a song. Stick around, because obviously I'm still here from 7 to 8 for some more music for you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is still Phoenix 98 FM, and it is still George Hanlon. Yes, I have not gone home just yet, as it's no longer the George Hanlon Hour, at least not this week. It is now the George Hanlon Hours, as I am taking over.